Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You wrote a very interesting blog, and I think it also appeared in the Herald Banner here recently. Of course, we've talked about the fact that Carol goes back and reviews the old newspapers from 100 years ago, which puts us in 1917, and this you feature on your Facebook page as well. So you were looking recently at 1917, 100 years ago, and
yes.
But you were looking in particular at the Commerce Journal.
Right. I do this out of my home. And Commerce Journal is available online at Ancestry.com. Mm. And they have, although it was a weekly, they have news, you know, all over this Northeast Texas area. In fact, Georgia Walden, who was a woman who lived here in Commerce, and she wrote a weekly column called Northeast Texas.
So that's interesting, though. Ancestry.com
has
all the old Commerce journals, you said from 1901 to 1977.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other websites, newspaperarchive.com,
yes.
But they charge a fee.
Most of them charge a fee.
And of course, as we mentioned, the Commerce Journal, we're well aware that there are listeners outside of Commerce, but the other small town papers are probably
right.
also available. And then the G Library here also has the old editions of the Commerce Journal. So if you want to go back and look at all this, it's surprisingly available. But anyway, we were looking back at, you were looking back at 1917. Of course, this was the year that America came into the war.
Right.
And in fact, that spring. So by the summer of 1917, we were well into it. We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Sterling Hart was the editor of the Commerce Journal, and you said he opposed America's entering into the war in his editorials and so on until something called the Zimmerman Telegram.
Right. The Zimmerman Telegram was sent from Berlin by one of their foreign officers, whoever was in charge of the foreign office, and to the ambassador in Mexico City. Fortunately for the United States, unfortunately for Germany, it was intercepted by the British, and that it was in code, just numbers, and the British had a great group of people who could decode all this information, and they discovered that Germany was telling Mexico to go into war with the United States, and if they got them in there, then Germany would help them, and when Mexico defeated the United States, they would give back Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, etc.
Mm. And so
this, when it broke here in the States, really converted a lot of people, including Wilson, who were opposed to the war.
Hmm. And this turned, in particular, Sterling Hart around, the editor, legendary editor of
and
the Commerce Journal. You had women in commerce, Rolling Bandit, the Red Cross, active in commerce as the war was starting.
That was all over the country, and at first I thought, this is just a feel-good thing for women, especially young socialites. However, I watched a movie or something on World War I, and they were talking about how many bandages they needed and how they had just boxes of them that were shipped from all the Allied countries into the hospitals there in France.
So women in commerce and other small towns rolling cloth into bandages.
What they did was take any kind of cotton fabric, preferably white cotton fabric, and they cut it, and then they rolled it up into bandages. And then when they got there, I know I've seen photographs of men who were gassed, and they have bandages over their eyes because the gas went to their eyes and was so deadly, or so terrible to that.
Yeah, and then they were canning. They were canning food.
Except that didn't have such a happy ending.
No?
Everybody was encouraged to have a victory garden and to can and all, and they did. They just really worked hard and sent it to Bayonne, New Jersey, where the ships were leaving. Unfortunately, when the U.S. was transporting their men and equipment, They didn't have room for these canned goods. So many of them wasted away on the...
Oh, dear.
Yes, but they didn't tell the dear ladies.
Well, that's not good, but at least we give them credit for, you know, the effort. Well, we'll learn more about 1917 another time,
right,
about what was going on the home front. The chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.